Hey there, everybody. Welcome on into a Friday installment of the Locked On Patriots podcast. Mark Schofield back in the big chair for today, Friday, April 12th, 2019. Going to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to try out a new little segment that I'm going to like to do on each Friday. And it's going to be this. Who won this week in football? Something we can talk about here in the offseason, whether it's a team, a player, a league, whatever. You know, who had a good week? Who sort of set themselves up for some success down the road? And so we'll get into that in a second. But before we do that, a reminder to follow me on Twitter at Mark Schofield. Check out the work of places like InsideThePylon.com, Pro Football Weekly, The Score, Matt Waldman's Rookie Scouting Portfolio, a trio of SB Nation websites, including Pat's Pulpit, Big Blue View, and of course, Bleeding Green Nation, where I co-host the QB Sco show with the one and only Michael J. Kist. Now let's get into it, and I've got a couple of either teams or individuals that have had a pretty good show of it in the past couple of days or so, and so I'm going to put out some nominations, and then in the final segment of the show, I'll unveil my pick for my winner of the week, who won this week in football. And let's start with two quarterbacks in this college draft. First is Daniel Jones, and I usually spend a lot of time on Twitter, probably more than I should, but I took some time away from the timeline this weekend, and it did me some good, and part of the reason I stepped away was the discussion that unfolded about Daniel Jones and how the NFL really likes him, Greg Gabriel, Matt Miller, Jim Nagy, and others saying that the NFL really likes him, and that teams like the Giants might have to trade up from six to draft Daniel Jones. I don't agree with that. I think he's somebody that might be there or should be there on the clock or on the board at 32 when the Patriots are on the clock. But apparently, league seems to love this kid, whether it's the whiteboard sessions that he's doing behind the scenes, the character stuff, the Cutcliffe connection, whatever. The NFL seems to like Daniel Jones. And so the fact that he's now maybe in the top five discussion, that's a pretty big jump for him, from maybe thinking that the Giants might draft him at 17. So Daniel Jones in the running for who won this week in football. Another quarterback that I think you can tell not only has probably won this week, but might have won the pre-draft process, and that's Kyler Murray from Oklahoma. Why did he win this week? Well, he goes to visit with the Arizona Cardinals, who hold the number one overall pick, and yes, they bring his agent. Almost unheard of in the National Football League that a team will bring the agent along. When that was tweeted up by Adam Schefter, a lot of people basically said, well, that probably seals the deal. And so let's think about the arc of Kyler Murray from even entering the draft, a guy that was bandied about when I was down in Mobile. People were saying, we need to see the weigh-in, but I don't know if he's going to be a first-round type guy if he comes in undersized, hits the marks on the scale. Now he's potentially pick number one overall. And so Kyler Murray in that mix for who won this week in football. And finally, some teams have benefited from this discussion. I will point out two, the Detroit Lions and the New York Jets. Because if Daniel Jones is now in that sort of top 10 type discussion, teams might want to go up and get him. Those are two teams that might want to trade out of the top 10 to a team and work a deal with a team coming up to get their quarterback. I mean, the Jets, let's face it, they don't have a lot of picks. They've got the third overall pick. They've got a third round pick, another third round pick, a fourth, a sixth, and a seventh. I'm sure they'd love to have a pick in the second round because right now they pick at three and they pick at 68. That's a big gap in what might be sort of one of the meatier spots of this draft. It's sort of that, you know, 30 to 90 type range, which I've been talking about. They don't get on the clock again until 68. So I'm sure that they would love to trade out if possible. The problem there is, look, they're going to leave up some great talent if they do. You know, if Murray goes one and Bosa goes two, that means Quinnen Williams and Josh Allen will be on the board. Do you give up one of those guys for extra picks? Something to consider. And then there's Detroit. You know, they've got a number of picks in this draft. They've got a pick at eight. They've got a second rounder at 43, a third rounder at 88, a fourth at 111, a fifth, a sixth, and two sevenths. But they've got a lot of holes. And so they could move down a bit and probably still fill some of these holes. You know, whether it's edge, defensive backs, offensive linemen, receivers, tight ends, a lot of needs. They could use some more picks. And so because of this Daniel Jones discussion, the Lions and the Jets, they're in the mix for winning this week. Up next, we're going to talk about some other guys, some other players, and somebody from outside the NFL that might have won this week in football. Mark Schofield back with you now here, doing something a little different, trying to figure out who won this week in football. We talked about the Jets, the Lions, Daniel Jones, Kyler Murray. Now let's switch gears a bit. Vince McMahon. This was a nomination by the one and only Dave Archibald over at the Locked On Patriots Slack channel. Again, if you'd like to be a member, hit me up at Mark Schofield on Twitter, or you can send me an email, mark.schofield@insidethepylon.com for the invite. Vince McMahon. Maybe he hasn't won this week in NFL football, but with the AAF collapsing and the AAF now having lawsuits flying about, Vince McMahon is sitting pretty now as the guy that's going to start the next new football league, the XFL. He's in the catbird seat now. Obviously, they had one run of it already with the XFL. Doesn't seem like that's panning out, but it seems like they are taking the slow approach. The AAF, look, anytime you're trying to launch a new product, either you get it out there, you take advantage of first mover situation, first mover advantage, but maybe you're not quite ready for prime time, or you take your time and you do it right. It seems like that's what the XFL is doing right now. They've got some smart people behind it, Oliver Luck, for example. They're getting some smart people in different places for some of these franchises. They've got the scouting department in place. Those guys, you know, Eric Galco, Justice Mosqueda, doing the scouting work from Optimum Scouting. They were down at the Senior Bowl. They've already started to scout some players. We're hearing that they might be able to throw some money around and try to lure some people away. Maybe even a Trevor Lawrence, believe it or not. And Vince McMahon, from the folding of the AAF, maybe he won this week in football. Or perhaps another team. We mentioned teams that want to trade in this draft. We mentioned because of the quarterback situation, the Detroit Lions and the New York Jets. Well, there's another team in this draft that is definitely going to look to trade down. And that's the Seattle Seahawks. They've got four draft picks. They've got a first rounder at 21, a third rounder at 84, a fourth rounder at 124, and a fifth rounder at 159. They need extra picks. So if there is a team perhaps picking at the end of the first round, say at 32, that would love to get a fallen tight end, for example, that is a great place for a deal to get done. And we've talked about the potential Patriots-Seahawks trade before. Phil Perry did it at his mock. Again, check out my show with Phil. It just came out this week. The Seahawks are in a good position as well. And so the Seahawks, maybe because of their ability to move around in the draft, maybe they won this week in football. And then there's Hollywood Brown. He was a player that maybe still has some size concerns with him. Because let's face it, smaller, undersized receiver. And so maybe there were some concerns that you're not going to draft this guy because he's undersized. Now, he has incredible quickness. Now, he needed a medical recheck. His foot needed to get rechecked. He had a Lisfranc surgery in January. There was a concern that it might see him fall out of the first round. Well, now it seems like that has come back clean. Brown's progress seems to be promising. He looked impressive, and his examinations on his foot were excellent, according to Ian Rappaport. Brown is NFL Network analyst Bucky Brooks' top receiver in the draft. Some people consider him DeSean Jackson. Daniel Jones believes that the surgery might prevent him from being drafted within the top 20, but now he's a first rounder still, given how the injury has checked out. And so, a guy that might have fallen out of the first round, now perhaps back into the first round, that's usually a win. So, was Hollywood Brown the guy that won this week in football? Up next, I'm going to give you my vote for who won this week in football. Mark Schofield back with you now to sort of close out this Friday show, close out this week. And again, what we're doing here, who won this week in football? Who was somebody that had things break for them and really put them in a position to be successful down the road? And to recap sort of what we did, you've got the quarterback in Daniel Jones, the quarterback in Kyler Murray. Murray looks to be going first overall to Arizona. He has his agent come with him to meet with the Cardinals. Daniel Jones, people are talking about how Daniel Jones might be a top five player, a team that the Giants might even have to get up from six to go draft because of how highly the league seems to be viewing him. And as a result, teams that might have won this week in football include the New York Jets sitting at 3, the Detroit Lions at 8. maybe they're going to take advantage of a team looking to trade up to get a quarterback. Now, there are also some other teams that can move around. The Seattle Seahawks, they could move back as well. You know, they're sitting at 21. They need some more picks. Maybe the ability to accumulate more draft capital is a way to win this week in football. Or Vince McMahon, going to be the guy running the XFL. The AAF is done. You seem to be handling it right with the XFL. The fact that the AAF is gone, that gives you now, you are the alternative to the NFL. You are going to be like the spring league. Maybe the XFL and their head, Vince McMahon, they've won this week in football. Or perhaps it was Hollywood Brown. We just talked about him. The Lisfranc injury seems to be going well for him. The medical check recheck went well. So maybe he won this week. And so those are your nominees. You can leave me a comment on Twitter who you think won, or if it was somebody else that we didn't talk about who won this week in football. But for me, if you've listened to the show, you know I'm probably going to go the quarterback when I get the chance to do so. And as much as it might go against with how I view this player, Daniel Jones getting himself into maybe top six, top five discussion is huge for him. And the fact that we're hearing both him moving up boards, Drew Lock moving up boards, it makes you wonder about Dwayne Haskins. But these quarterbacks, as we get closer and closer to the draft, seem to be trending up. And anytime you can get yourself into that top five discussion, it's a big win for you. And so Daniel Jones, congratulations. You won this week in football. That will do it for today. That will do it for this show. I will be back on Monday with Mock Draft 7.0, I think. Send me some mocks. I would love to hear from you. Send in some mocks. Get them into me at Mark Schofield on Twitter. I loved going through your mocks. It's always fun to see what other people are thinking about this draft. And so send in some mocks. It would be great to hear from you. And then we'll probably do some more stuff. Count down some more positions, some more positional stuff. Got another full week ahead of us. 5 days up until 5 days a week up until we get through the draft. So until next time, have a fantastic weekend and keep it locked right here to me, Mark Schofield, and Locked On Patriots.